doing. This is my Lakers outlook, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over the Lakers game against the Sacramento Kings. So the Lakers finish off preseason against the Sacramento Kings, and we end up unwinning in preseason, 0-6. So a couple of things about that. One, does it matter? No, not in the long run. The main thing I want to see in preseason, I want to see how people perform. A good way to look at it is Sacramento Kings are 4-0, Lakers are 0-6, and the person who was announcing the game, I don't remember who it was, but they was just asking, what do you take of Sacramento Kings finishing undefeated? And she pretty much said, well, Lakers finished 0-6, and we know they're going to be a good team. So I think you take as much from the 4-0 as much as you take from the 0-6. So yes, no, it doesn't really matter. I know, especially with Frank Vogel, he's trying to try out rotations and see how they perform together. So I do know that, but there's a couple of things that you do want to see. A couple of things that you would like to have seen done better. The first thing I will say is our pretty much execution. We had a lot of turnovers throughout all the preseason games. We played very, very sloppy. It almost looked like we was trying too much for the big play. And for me, as a basketball fan, that is very annoying to watch. Just to make the good, fundamentally sound play. There was one in particular play that I remember in this game where Kent Bazemore was fed a pass underneath the rim on a fast break. And he tried to do the extra pass on, I don't remember who was cutting towards the basket, but he tried to do a behind-the-back pass. And pretty much it knocked off the defender's legs, went out of bounds, or I don't remember, it was a turnover. Now, because it bounced off the defender's legs, yes, it should have been a kickball. However, you're underneath the basket, just finish it off. There was countless lobs, or not lobs, but go ahead passes up the court where it was just fumbled, countless just bad reads. There was one particularly I remember where we was down by three, they hit the three, and we lazily passed the ball inbounds, and they stole it and passed it to Buddy Hield, and Buddy Hield hit another three. Like, just plays like that where we're just sloppy and lazy. Those plays tend to annoy me. So I'm not happy with seeing plays like that, definitely. Now, the main thing that I was annoyed with was throughout this whole preseason is Anthony Davis. He had maybe one good shooting preseason game. That was last game. I felt like he definitely underperformed in preseason. He didn't perform well last year either. He, for somebody who takes so many jump shots as a big, he hasn't been executing on a lot of them. So I'm not very, very happy with what I see with Anthony Davis. Now, once again, it's a preseason. Doesn't mean anything. Not necessarily, but the reason I'm kind of harping on this a little bit more is because, like I said, last season he did not have a good shooting. He just didn't play well. I'm not even going to just say shooting. He just didn't play well last season. And yes, I know a lot of it was due to injury. But at the same time, you still want to see your bona fide superstar play well. Because right now, he's not playing very consistent at all. He's very, very inefficient at the moment. Even if you look at this last game, 5 for 18. As a big, 5 for 18. Not shooting very well. Now, did have 12 rebounds, yes. But 5 for 18. And not only that, just keep this in mind. That there was multiple times in the game where we put Anthony Davis in as the only superstar. Took LeBron and Russell Westbrook out. just put Anthony Davis in as a superstar. And he did not look like a superstar out there at all. Just, he wasn't producing. As a matter of fact, out of everybody on our team, Anthony Davis was minus 22 in the plus minus category. The only person on our team who was worse than him was Rondo, who also played horrible this game. But he's not going to play as big of a role as Anthony Davis, so it's not as egregious for Rondo to play badly. Rondo was minus 30 and had five turnovers. But once again, not as bad for Rondo. So definitely things that I wish we would have done a lot better. Now, it wasn't all bad. There were also some good things that I saw. LeBron looked like LeBron. I'm very, very happy to see how LeBron played. Plus 17. I think 20 points in the first half. Ended up looking like himself. Ended up with 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 30 points overall. So I'm very happy with what I see from LeBron. Russell Westbrook still continues to kind of turn the ball over, but didn't shoot the ball back today. So scored 18. I'm not very, very upset with anything that I see about Russell Westbrook. He did miss a few crucial shots. I know he missed at least one layup, which annoyed me. He had 2 free throws, which both clank off the front of the rim, which of course is annoying. If you're going to miss, so one thing I always say, I never want to miss the first free throw of a pair of free throws. If you miss the second one, at least there's a possibility that you can get the rebound, right? And make that up. If you miss the first one, that's a freebie. So I never like missing the first free throw in a set of 2. Russell Westbrook clanked both free throws off the front of the rim. Like, they both barely touched the rim. So I'm not happy with that either. I just thought that he could have done better as far as that. But once again, overall, I didn't think he played badly. Now, one person I will commend is Carmelo Anthony. I thought he played phenomenally. A lot of these preseason games, I'm liking what I see from Carmelo. This guy can still ball. He can still get buckets. Defense is maybe a little challenge sometimes for him, but I like what I see from him. He's not afraid to shoot the shot. He's not starstruck by playing in LA. I mean, he's playing well. I'm liking what I'm seeing from him. So, shout out to Carmelo and what he's bringing to the table. But the real test is going to start soon. Our preseason is over. Our regular season is about to start. Now it's when I can really see what we're made of. So if we go in and we're looking like we did in preseason, I'm not going to be very happy. But only time will tell. All I can say is at this moment, I'm not happy with Anthony Davis. I'm happy with Carmelo. I want us to clean things up. Let me know what you think. Do you guys agree? Do you guys see other flaws? Do you guys see other positives? Share my podcast, comment. Thank you for listening. As always, have a great night, everyone.